It's great. I just wanted to add a few words of, well, application really, because I know we can actually hear something like that we just have from Joel and really agree with what he's saying and agree with the principles about being generous and giving. But at the same time, we can agree and then something happens between agreeing intellectually and reaching into our pockets and giving. I know that can be the case for myself. What happens is that reasons kind of pop up in our mind. Yeah, I agree that it's good to be generous. And this thing that we're giving to, giving money to this building project and the ongoing work of this church is a really good thing to go for. But then there can be these, yeah, but objections. I want to give, but this is my situation and this is my circumstance and these are barriers in the way that stop me giving. And I know those practical things can really be an issue, so I just wanted to add a few more words before we respond in worship and giving later on to address those things, because I know particularly for this congregation, there can be those kind of barriers. I believe that God wants to extend this invitation to give, as Joel's been describing, to every single one of us here, no matter what circumstance we might be in. So I'm going to make a couple of points here. The first of which objection might be, yeah, but I'm not earning. I'm not earning right now. That might describe your situation. I know there'll be many students here. Maybe you're unemployed at the minute. But I want to say to you that this encouragement to give is still towards you. Because actually, God's principles and what Jesus teaches about giving is not so much about the amount, but the principle of being sacrificial in order to be generous. And that's something that we can all get involved with. Jesus talks a lot about giving, as Simon mentioned earlier, and one part of the Bible, it describes how Jesus was sitting opposite a temple and he was watching people go by as they would go in and they would give. And there were various people who were rich and they gave lots and gave a great amount. And then there was a widow who had very, very little. And she went in and she was able to just have two coins that amounted to a penny. And she gave that. And remarkably, Jesus saw her giving, and he got his disciples around and said, look at her giving. And he made a point, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about true giving, true being generous to God. It wasn't the fact that she was able to give lots, because she wasn't. So don't get hung up about the amount and think, I'm disqualified from giving because I haven't got very much. Or I'm struggling to make ends meet. This woman here, widow, she was struggling to make ends meet. She had next to nothing. And Jesus points out, she gave out of her poverty. She gave out of her poverty. What actually she did was she was putting God first and she was giving what she would have spent on other things. On food, on clothing. She sacrificed those things in order to give to God. And that's something that we can all do. You say, oh, well, I'm not earning at the minute. I'm a student. And is it right that I should increase my debt, you know, student debt or whatever, in order to give to the church or whoever? And probably that's not a good thing to do. But we can follow this widow's example that Jesus commends and think about what we would spend our money on. Let's get really practical here. Even if you're not earning anything, you can look at what you spend your money on now and think, is there ways that I could be sacrificial with what I spend so not to increase my outgoings and not get into more debt, but to rein some things in, maybe make myself a bit uncomfortable or sacrifice some things that are going to cost me in order to free up money to give. You know, I've been a student in the last few years as well, and I know what that situation is like. And there are things that you can do. I know people who would go without buying clothes for months or a year. Let me say that as a challenge to you. Or cut down on the food. Go without meat for a month. Or go without alcohol. Or go without buying songs on iTunes. Things that you might spend your money on day to day. Actually, you could sacrifice those things. And that money that you would have spent, you can use that to be generous. Here's another principle that the Bible uses in Acts chapter 2. It talks about the early Christians, the first Christians. They got together and they wanted to be generous, but they didn't have much, so they sold their possessions. They sold what they had in order to give money to others and serve people. Is that something that you could do? If you're maybe not earning, are there things that you have that you could sell? It's very easy now. You know, God has invented eBay and Gumtree in order that we might give. Amen? It's easy to get rid of stuff you don't need, maybe stuff that you do need. Hey, let's be sacrificial. Part of what we're giving me and my wife is something that actually I've sold that because we want to be generous. That's another practical step. Let's be creative with our giving. Secondly, the yeah, but might be, yeah, but I'll give when I've got more. I'll give when I've got more. Is that a thought that comes to your mind? Well, I'm not in a position that I'm able to give right now, but when I get, you know, that job or that promotion or when that money comes in, oh, then I'll give then. But let's think about that. Are we trusting God now? Because God invites us to give so that we might put our trust in Him. It's about our heart disposition. Are we trusting ourselves for our provision, or are we trusting God? And there's an invitation to trust God today, to give what we have, not wait until, well, I'll wait until that happens. I'll have more, and then I can be generous to God, but right now I can't do it. And so we exclude ourselves. Now the invitation is to you in the circumstance that you're in. God wants you to trust Him now. Because there can be an idea that actually, when we've got more, it'll be much easier to give. But I'm not sure that that's true. I'm not sure it bears out in my life, in my experience. That when the bank balance goes up a bit, I'm not sure it becomes any easier to give. So don't let that thinking stop you from giving now. God's inviting you to put in good principles. And He's trusting you with a small amount, and maybe in the future He'll trust you with a greater amount. But as Joel was saying, let's be generous with maybe the small things that we have now. And there's a principle in that God will entrust us with more. Don't wait for something else in order to trust God with your finances. Thirdly, you might say, I'd like to give, yeah, I would, but I'm saving for, you know, fill in the blank. Maybe you're saving to buy a house, or you're saving for a wedding, or you're saving just for the future, or for kids. You know, it's not wrong to save. Sometimes when we talk about giving and you think, is it really appropriate to save? Should Christians save money? Should we have savings accounts and that sort of thing? You know, maybe you've heard stories of people sort of giving away all their savings into the church or whatever. And that's great. And you might think, is it right to save? Well, God's called us to be good stewards with everything that we have. To be good stewards of the earth and good stewards of the things that He has given to us. And I think part of being a good steward is being wise and saving for the future as well. I don't think the Bible says there's anything wrong with that. So it's good to save. But let me also remind you in the context of that, what Joel was saying earlier in the words of Jesus, seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Make sure that being generous is still the priority. Because there can be a temptation when we're saving for something to put that money aside first. When some money comes in, okay, I'll save this, and then I'll pay these bills, and then I'll spend this on food, and then let's see what's left over. Okay, I can be generous with that. I think if that's the case, we've missed out on what Jesus is inviting us to do in terms of seeking first the kingdom, prioritizing giving to Him. I heard it a number of years ago, but it stuck with me, and I think it's so helpful in this regard. Give to God what's right, not what is left. You know, prioritize. Give to God what's right, not what's left. Give him your first fruits, not the leftovers. That's what it means practically to seek first the kingdom. So let me challenge you. If you're saving, that's not a problem. But make sure that's not become the priority. But seeking first God's kingdom, his church, his purposes in the earth. Putting being generous first. And finally, fourthly, you might say, well, I'd like to give, but I don't feel that I have much faith. You know, maybe you're quite a new Christian, or maybe you're kind of working things out with a Christian faith, and this subject of giving comes up, and it seems other people seem to be really generous and able to give lots of money away, but you're kind of worried, I'm not sure I really can trust God with this. You know, I don't really feel like I have much faith, so I'm not sure I really can give. Well, I want to encourage you as well, because God's invitation to be generous to him and be generous to his church is for you as well. Because we need to see this giving as an opportunity for our faith to grow. It's a challenge for our faith, of course. And it may feel that you haven't got much to overcome that challenge. But actually, what we find when we give is that our faith grows. Joel mentioned a guy called George Miller before. I'm just going to read out something that he said in this regard, because I think it's so helpful. He says this: if we desire our faith to be strengthened, we should not shrink from opportunities where our faith may be tried, and therefore, through trial, be strengthened. What he's saying there, essentially, is that faith is like a muscle. In that, when we use it, when we exercise it, it grows. And so you might feel that your faith is weak. Well, this evening is an opportunity to put it to work, to exercise it, to take a risk. And what happens when we do that is we find ourselves, we have to throw ourselves on God. When we get to a point in our giving where we say, God, I believe, I want to trust you, I want to be generous, I don't want to hold these things for myself, I want to give to you, and we take a step of faith in that way, it causes us to throw our lives on God, and we pray more than we've ever prayed before, because it's like, God, if you don't show up here, if you don't provide, I'm not sure what's going to happen here, I'm going to be really stuck, and we throw our lot in with God. And friends, that's a great place to be. Because that in that place, we're not trusting in ourselves. We're not trusting our own provision. We're seeking first his kingdom. We're putting our trust in him. And we find that our faith grows. And that's a great place to be. God is trustworthy. He is faithful. He's shown that to us. Joel has already mentioned. He's shown that to us in Christ, that he's given his best to us. Already. He's given it to us already. He's sacrificed his son, the Lord Jesus. In these verses in Matthew chapter 6, notice just the kindness of God. He talks about the lilies of the field and other things, and he says, are you not of much greater worth to God than those things? Friends, he cares for us so much. He's given us his son as a sacrifice so that we might know him. And he says, all these other things, you don't need to worry because I care about you and I'm a good father and I will provide. So this evening is an opportunity for us to put his word to the test. To say, God, okay, I trust you. I'm going to give this. I'm going to cut this out of my life, or I'm going to make a sacrifice in this area so I can give financially here. Let's go for it. Let's trust God in this. Simon and the band are going to come up.